reading the article in the paper last week about Colin Ledbetter and, you know, how he used 39 pints of blood to, I guess, recuperate, get it, all his surgeries in and stuff like that. And it got me that his dad said, you know, now we owe 39 people. And I thought, well, you know, he doesn't owe. I mean, we owe him. And I thought, well, why don't we clear that table anyway? If the people of the community and surrounding areas would help us, you know, let's have 39 people come in and say, hey, I'm giving blood for Colin. You know, that's a way of, you know, everybody wants to do something all the time. You know, can I help you? You know, if I can help you in any way, let me know. Okay, here's a way you can help. Donate a pint of blood. Or if you just feel like it, you're paying it forward. You know, you're putting some blood in there and you know it's going to be used for somebody else. I know that Colin Ledbetter is not the only cop shot in the line of action. So, you know, it could be used for somebody else. Our blood goes all over the country. It just seemed like a good, natural idea to me. And Rich Bauer mentioned it in the paper as well. So I thought, why not dedicate this blood drive to Colin Ledbetter? And